Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's our Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, we're happy to have you with us. Blog talkers, I see that you are already starting to get in the queue. Very good, because the later the show gets, the harder it can be to be aboard for a reading. So anyway, I'd like to welcome all of our Facebookers as well. You are on the Facebook page, Psychic Love Doctor Show, where you are able to see us live streaming right this minute. So welcome to all of you too. And if we have a lull in the calls, we will definitely turn to you on Facebook to see if you are up to a reading. Now I'm going to turn to, I better talk about the cards. Almost forgot.
Wouldn't be prudent.
It would not. These cards are just ordinary playing cards. Now, it's an important distinction that we are not using tarot. We are not using oracle cards or any of the other ordinary playing card methods that are out there. And I know there are several, many, quite a few. But the thing is, they aren't personal prophecy. What makes personal prophecy be able to stand alone is that we not only perceive the future, but we literally have the opportunity to improve it before we've even gotten there, which I think is an extremely life-changing, dynamic instrument that we have at our fingertips, and using, of course, the intuitive mind. So that is important for you to know. Also, I'm going to be using a full 24-card layout. There's no playing involved. So I'm going to lay out 24 cards, which is the standard layout that I use in my private sessions with those who arrange appointments with me. So this way, those of you on Facebook, you're going to be able to watch how the cards get displayed. But also, I will need a minute or two with each of the callers so that I can lay them out for you, get kind of a feel. What's going on in your life? You know, what is the emotional architecture of the life you're living? That sort of thing. What impacts you? Now, in a private session, we lay the cards out constantly. But because of time constraint, we have to just do one layout. And there will be one to two questions that Jimbo Baggins is here, and he's going to explain it all.
Word up on that, dog.
There you go, Jimbo.
All right. I want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and educational purposes. Also, I want to remind everybody, if you're international, please let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out, like Terry Sue in the UK.
Terry Sue.
And Lady R in South Africa.
Yay.
Welcome. Terry Sue is, their dog of 13 years passed.
Oh, Terry, I'm sorry. Really sorry.
Yeah, she had cancer and sepsis.
Well.
We've asked one.
Oh, geez.
Two, three to cancer.
Out of all of the five or six?
Four, Abby, too.
Yeah.
Four of the six. I mean, Ginger and Missy were just old age.
Yeah, true.
The other ones were all some form of cancer, so doesn't just attack humans. It hates everybody. All right, anyway, back to the show. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. Call on in. When you call in, you should hear the message saying, listen to the show while you wait. But the moral of the story is, if you don't hear anything, your call didn't go through properly. Got to recall. All right? Deb the money to go through all that stuff again. So we're going to go right to that sound. All right? When Deb does her readings, like I said, you ask her a couple questions right up front, some background info. The newer you are, the more info you should give, the more description you give. She doesn't know anything that's going on in your life or any current situations. Get them up front. And then there's a certain point where we got to move on, and that's the harp will let you know that, and that means you're getting an angel card for the road. And tonight's flavor is the healing angel card. They're good. There's like three decks that are really popular, really good, and the other two are okay. They're different, so we rotate them around. We rotate the crops. So.
Where do the rebel cards?
Yes, rebels are Friday. What are you talking about?
They're not even in the list.
No, because you don't let me read them all.
Because they're nasty.
But it's Friday and the rebel card. We should be allowed to say, put a disclaimer right before I read this card for you. Don't be a big baby and run off crying if it's nasty. It's a rebel card Friday.
It says some stuff like, shut the hell up. I don't want to tell people that. Oh, anyway.
The number is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. I called in and heard the show. I always give it a test. So if you don't hear the show, maybe hit a wrong digit. That's all I can say. I would happen. Try again and let us know if you keep having issues. And I'll double check on that. I talked about the harp thing in the transition. And messenger folks, we like to try to work some time in for you guys and gals, but we can't tell you when. And you can't get in line and call in early because Facebook doesn't do a queue thing.
No.
So we'll formally announce it when it's time to do an audio or video call. And it will be to Deborah Lee, and you got to be friends with Deborah Lee. The folks that are regulars already know that, but for the new folks, you can't do the Second Love Doctor show. That account is not available for the chat, the video or audio chat, so you do Deborah Lee. Nope, that's not the number, Jessica. That is the Monday show, the 646 number. The number you want to call in is the 515-602-9676. Yeah, so that's interesting that she got music. I wonder why. Maybe she doesn't have a show right now. Nicole, that's Nicole's number.
And she called?
She called the Monday show and said all she heard was music. And usually that's the music like when the show is like hasn't even started yet, like it's 15 minutes out. So
maybe she...
And Lily wants to call only to listen. I will make a note of that, Lily.
Lily.
I shall do so. I shall not pick your 6300 code. But then we had two of them before. So if we get two, then I'll just ask you, Lily, what's your exchange? All right. Anyway, all right. Rah, rah, rah. I think it's time to rock and roll, Daddy-O. And again, condolences go out to you, Teresa, for us that have had a million dogs.
Yes, our hearts go out to you, hon.
13 years, but at least.
Think of the good life
at least it was 13.
Puppy.
We had one go, Abby was like, didn't even make it to 7 because of a stupid liver cancer thing.
Yeah, that was sad. She went so fast.
And of all the dogs, I was the one that had like the most life in her. So, but yeah, thank you. Notice. All right. I need to create. What do I need to create, Jessica? What am I creating? Anyway, let's start the show. Boom.
Dota.
Boom. 203, Connecticut, 203. Could be one of two people.
Hello.
Could be
Connecticut.
Our...
Welcome.
Is it Pat?
Hello. Hi there.
203.
Is that me?
It is. Yeah. There you are. Yes. Welcome, Pat. Yes. There you are.
I was on mute. Hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good. Well, welcome.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Thank you for your nice message. Yes, I will check later. It's been a day.
It's for Jimbo.
Okay,
oh,
I'll make sure
it's the joint thing, right?
All right.
It's some dog information, and I can send you more, too. Anyway, yeah, take a look at that, Jimbo.
I shall do so.
Okay.
I research all the time, so I'm gathering tons of information, and it's always getting, like, better and better. Anyway, I'll check in with you a few times this week. I'm heading up to see my son, granddaughter, and daughter-in-law this weekend. And just want to check in and see. Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad it's working out. I've been trying to do it for about 4 weeks now. Chances, hello.
Oh, Chan. What a cutie. I can likely get a hold of you before you go. My fix failed today. So the dental
her procedure
failed.
Device that they were trying to design did not work.
Why did it fail, Debbie?
Why
did it fail?
It was, you can call me Debbie. That's what I usually answer to. Because it was too tight, what he had made. That was 4 weeks that was under construction. This next one's going to take 2 weeks. And it's kind of like turning into last resort. So we will see. So, Pat, with your upcoming implants, apparently this is not exact science, and there can be.
Always good to know.
Yeah, it is good to know.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of saying that sarcastically.
No.
You know, you might pay a lot of money for something that doesn't work.
This isn't a fail-safe thing. Like for me, my God, I've been going through it. This is into the third year. So the thing is that I decided I'm just going to lean into this. I'm going to let it, you know, it is what it is. If this is some sort of punishment being exacted on me, I'm going to accept it, take my 40 lashes, and hope for the best. Because what else can I do? I've yelled at him fast. I've performed. I've been a drama queen, you know, and to no avail. So I just have to move on smartly.
Was he frustrated with himself today? Was he angry at himself?
Yes, but the thing is, he is a problem solver, so he loves a good challenge. And remember, he's doing this, what do you call it, gratis?
Pro bono.
Yeah, pro bono. He's not charging me for any of this.
That's what that means, right?
Pro bono.
Yeah.
Well, but you said not pro bono.
Well, and he shouldn't.
That's
because
the legal world, of course.
His plan failed, and it happened.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He's he's a good-looking man, married, but all the good ones seem to be anyways. But it's not hard to look at him, so.
Yeah. Well, I wish you luck. I know it can be a real roller coaster and terrifying when it gets messed up and then you think, oh, my God, it's never going to work. But you sound like this is quite a guy traveling all over the world.
Well, he is, and I'm part of his dog and pony show now. So,
right.
I'm just finding peace with this.
Yeah. So. Well, I pray that in 2 weeks that works out. Do you have to get a number of teeth implanted?
I'm sorry.
Do you have to get a number of teeth implanted, or is it just one shot?
Oh, no, it's the whole, it's like 7, 8 of them. And it's
and
because
they all separate jobs?
If you've seen any diagrams, they put 2 implant posts and then they put a crown between it.
Okay.
All right. And
I was just kind of hoping that maybe he constructed something where you were getting, you know, all 4 together or something.
Well, you know, I agree, but he said I have a jaw like it's like a steel trap. He said that me and another man in his practice have a jaw that is just testing, you know, his aptitude and everything else. And it's kind of like a birth defect. And he wanted to know, was there anybody in my entire family that had this? I said, well, the thing is, years ago, if you had a jaw problem, they pulled your teeth out and gave you dentures. So, So I hope yours goes a lot better than mine have.
Well, fingers crossed for you, Deborah. I'm thinking of you all the time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So what can I do for you with the cards tonight?
Because I'm traveling up there, I'll probably check in with you a few times as we get closer. But, you know, there's so many variables. Just want it to go well. I don't think I can stay at their house because of chance. So I may stay at a motel, which is okay. I've done it before, but it, you know, takes time away. Maybe I'll check that person out that I've contacted, you know, quite a while ago on the dating thing. He lives up there. He said he'd go for coffee. But mainly, I just want to know, you know, between my son and the daughter-in-law, I mean, she's letting me come up, and she was very pleasant in an email. And then Freya, how it'll all work out. And I'm probably going to bring the books to my son on drinking, and I'm hoping that, you know, he'll accept those without too much backlash or defensiveness.
Well, you know, I think a good way to approach that might be to say, hey, these are really a good read. I thought I would share them with you, kind of like you've read them, you know, and maybe you have. But I'm saying, rather than making it seem like, son, you've got a problem, he just might recoil from that.
I'm gonna approach it just about what drinking does to your body, because we did have a bit of discussion about that in the past. So, you know, I'm just going to say, hey, I heard that these are two great books, and, you know, just regarding your health, you might take a look at them.
So you want to see how the visit's going to be, or what was your question?
Yeah. Yeah, just anything that you pick up on any of them, or me, or anything, whatever comes up.
So basically, anything to do with that, what you see in the card that she should know. Yep. International shout out to Mike in the UK and Jay in Canada.
Yay, Jay, and isn't that Bill Clinton?
Whatever, Deb.
He wants to hide his identity, I suppose, because he works for Interpol.
Yeah, because Mike, that narrows it down to that exact one person in the entire country. Of course, Mike. Now I know who you're talking about. You said Mike, because nobody on earth has that name, Mike.
Well, you're in a bit of a snit this evening.
You know, it'd be different if he had some like weird name like John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Now, if you had that one out there, that might narrow it down a bit.
No, what's that one you say, Gruben?
Schnitzel Gruben.
No, that was his name.
So that's not a name for a person, but yeah. That's Joe from the UK.
Joe. Hey, I'm having a good time, so I don't know what's going on over there. You keep that energy over there, Jimbo. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? Every time she pronounces something wrong, I'm just going to agree and move on. When she said Joe, I said, yep, Joe. Just let it go.
Well, you know, you reach an age when you listen to loud music, rock music. I always like to work out with headphones or earbuds in. And after many years of that, it catches up with you. Yes. Oprah did a show on this once. Oprah Winfrey, I think her name is. And she was one of those who has had to get hearing devices because she listened to her music was too loud. Yeah. So for you, it looks like a very nice visit. But your son seems like he might be a little bit snarky this weekend. And I'm not finding out much. I think it's just the mood he's going to be. All right.
It can be very tense. You know, he's trying to make Kristen happy, and Kristen is like super, super, super tense. And, you know, he might be trying to make me happy, and it might be too much for him. It could be just that.
Is he working?
Oh, yeah. They both work at home. He's a freelance computer graphics guy. He had a great job in New York when they lived there. When they moved out because of COVID, he's now freelancing.
Well, like I say, if he's moody, it's going to pass. All right. He might be wishing he could be back out in the world. You know, I think men get kind of antsy sitting around the house working from home. And, you know,
women.
What?
Very hard on him. He actually moved his office into a little bedroom upstairs to try and get some privacy and get away. It's hard, both of them living under such stress and then both of them working at home.
It is. And then for women, you know, we're kind of like, go do something already, you know, because it is hard to cope with all of that togetherness. But I do feel it'll be a good time for you. I wonder if they're going to tell you soon. I'm getting the impression they're going to tell you soon. Did we lose our connection?
No, I'm doing stuff.
That they're going to have another baby.
You know, you said that a while ago, and I literally was thinking about it the past few days, and I think, oh, maybe it's past. Fingers crossed, I hope that happens. That would make me so happy.
Well, they're a little girl, right? They have a little girl.
Yeah.
She needs a sibling or two. They have a companionship.
She had a real, real, real tough pregnancy. And it was difficult, you know, getting taxis from Brooklyn into Manhattan to the emergency room all the time. She might be better up here close to her mom, but I'm sure she'd freak out about that prospect of it. Do you see this man popping up for coffee or that lovely, lovely woman that I met, remember, in that coffee shop?
I do. And actually, no, she's not here. Doesn't mean that you won't see her. It's just that she doesn't have a presence right now in your reading. As for the man, but I hate to tell you, I think you're going to break his heart. He's under because I think this is a guy that falls in love very quickly. Is this the one that says he's looking for a long-term partner that you told us about?
This one we talked about a long time ago. He lives literally a couple of towns over from my son. And he's the one that I thought was just like too cool with his words. And you said, no, I'm just interpreting it wrong. You were sort of positive about him.
Yeah, I feel positive about him. But sometimes the person that you're just getting to know can be in a big hurry, and that can be overwhelming. So, excuse me, I think it wouldn't hurt to, because I see here a broken heart for him, sees it for him. This man's looking at a broken heart.
I'll take your word for it.
I think the thing to do would be to stress. We need to take this very slowly.
Oh, listen, I'm in a hurry. I just want to meet him for coffee and then think about it for 6 months. Yeah, thank you.
I like that. Yeah, go ahead. Jim's going to discuss you.
Too many episodes. Thank you both.
Yes.
Well, no problem. Your healing angel card is the unknown. Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's a pretty mild for Friday's Rebel card.
That's not Rebel cards.
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, my goodness. Where's my mind? Okay, thank you.
I'd rather you would be correct and be Friday. I wish you were right.
Yes.
Instead of Tuesday.
Too early in the week.
I was looking for swear words. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Love you both.
You're welcome, Pat. I'll be in touch.
I can add some swear words.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Like that.
Bye.
All right. I can throw a few cusser words in there.
Let's knock a couple out.
We're
going
to go ahead and do one.
What?
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking. Remember how you get mad at me when I do that? 216 Ohio. Welcome, 216.
Hello?
Welcome to the show. You better speak there, Miss Card Reader Deborah Lee.
I'm trying to decide. Okay, first.
Hi, Debbie.
You better give her a reading before you do any joking.
Who's on the phone?
This is Sharon. Good evening.
Sharon, how are you? Good to hear you.
Hold on. I'm just turning my volume up right now. Hold on.
Okay. Pump up the volume.
I'm going to say that.
Maybe it's my... Okay. Now I can hear you perfect.
Also. Okay. I'm happy to be with you, Sharon. It's been a few weeks, maybe.
Yes, exactly 2 weeks. I do want to give you a little confirmation. I did get a raise and a bonus. I got both.
So happy for you. Good for
you. Didn't
you
know how much. I know it wasn't extraordinary, but it was something, and I'm grateful for it. I just want to let you know you were absolutely right. I had no idea. The percentages went up this year for everyone in the company because of inflation, so I was very fortunate. So I just want to let you know that, okay?
Oh, thank
now,
you.
That is a rough time of the year to get bonuses, yep.
I know. Just be happy with what you get. I'm just happy to have a job. Okay. Well, it's a career, not a job.
Roger that.
Yes. I want you to look into this. It's, of course, my job because pretty much everything is pretty relaxed in my other areas. The woman that was gone for a month, she's come back. She's been so nice and kind. And I want to know if this is going to continue or is she just... Why is she doing this? Is because maybe being sick changed her? I just want to know. Sometimes, what are you picking up on her the next few months with my boss?
Okay. So I'm clear. Did you say she is your immediate boss or?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She's the manager of the department. Yeah, she's the manager of the department now. She is.
I missed the whole question. I was doing
a couple favorites.
Chit-chatting. So, manager department.
It's okay. We got it.
You got it. All right.
Thank
you. Glad
you
got it.
Excuse me.
Welcome. You sound like you have a cold.
It's allergies, actually. Yep. When I, inhale, cleaning supplies or stuff like that, certain ones just get to my nose. I had Lysol cleansers today to clean off my computer, and they're just too strong for me. They're like acid.
Wow.
They really are.
The Cho said it too. He goes, if I go missing tomorrow, they know who did it.
Who did it? Oh, him?
You.
Listen, I'm a little more creative than that.
Well, I just said missing. If I go missing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your teeth. That's a bummer.
Thank you. Yes,
hi,
it is. And, you know, someone in my position, you start wondering, am I being punished for vanity? But it wasn't really vanity. It was the end of the tooth, the root. They were breaking off, and they said in a few years I wouldn't be able to chew anything. I'm thinking,
do what you feel is best, even if it is vanity. You do what you feel looks best. I truly believe that it's different for everyone. I just went to the dentist this Saturday, too, but I feel so bad. That's a bummer. When your teeth, that's the first thing people look at, your smile, I think, anyway.
It really is.
So,
and
I don't blame you.
They show a big before and after picture in one of the examination rooms I was in, and this guy has these gnarly, nasty, look like meth teeth, you know what I mean? Where they're all...
Yes, I do.
Then they had where this guy, Dr. Cranham, he had taken and redesigned the man's mouth, and it made him so handsome all over his face and everything. I mean,
International shout-out.
I think I told you the first thing people look at is I truly believe that, but you do what you feel is best. It's not vanity. Your teeth are important. I think they are.
Out of pocket, it was $22,000, so I think I'm in pretty deep. All right, so I got to go forward.
I would have guessed 30.
Jim, go ahead.
I know.
Jim, yes.
I can.
Oh. Well, my insurance picked up a little.
God.
Go ahead.
International shout out to Anne in Scotland. Welcome.
Hey, Anne. Glad to have you with us.
I didn't mean to go off tangent. I know.
No, it's okay. I enjoy all of you so much. I feel like we are personal friends. And remember, I see your lives in the cards. I see your heart. So I do feel like...
What else do you see?
I know a lot about each person.
You see any private parts?
That woman, private parts. Private? You mean like private? parts. Yeah. No, but
did they give you drugs when you're having your teeth done?
They did not.
Mm.
Maybe it's the phase of the moon.
Mm.
That woman, in some respect, she is really short on money, and she wants to be very good and kind to everybody coming back to the job. Because this lady might even be leaving if she gets another job, but there's some serious, I don't know, maybe her insurance didn't pick up everything.
Is this the leave of absence for pregnancy or something?
No, that's
a different person.
Sharon,
that's a different person then. Okay.
She was just very ill.
My bad. Different person. There was somebody else that was a pregnancy.
She was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I think it's really, you're right. It's caused it's been like a epiphany for her that, you know, it'd be better for her to be nice, because I think she kind of felt like she was going to walk through the valley of death, and that will change.
She did. She thought she was going to die. You're so right. She did.
Where is that valley? So I'm telling you, that woman, she is a changed woman.
Hmm.
She's gotten a second lease on life, and I think she wants to get with the Lord and, you know, live a good, clean, happy, peaceful life.
Okay.
You have said in every reading you see her leaving. I don't know why. Maybe I don't
feel
know. You probably didn't even remember that.
Now, isn't this a woman who's been there forever?
10 years.
Yeah, it's a pretty good amount of time. Just feel like money is an issue, and she needs to try to make more. So I wouldn't be surprised if she leaves.
The other two have been there for 40 years. That's who you're picking up. There's two people that have been there for 40. But do you feel she's going to continue to be kind? That's all it takes, just be kind.
I think so, because, you know, she did come very close to dying. Did she have COVID? Mm-hmm. Or you don't know?
No, it wasn't COVID. Something happened in her stomach. She was in the hospital for 4 weeks.
Well, I do think a new woman has come back for you guys. So Jim's going to give you a...
Thank you, by the way, for answering that question. I just didn't want to be specific about her health. It's kind of personal, you know what I mean? But
absolutely,
you were right
no
on
problem.
It the first time. She had bacteria added to it, so that could have been COVID. But you were absolutely right on she... You're right. Thank you. Okay. Just want to let you know that.
Oh, thank you so much. And I think she will appreciate being treated well, because what I see here is it's come full circle with her, and she realizes she's been kind of bitchy in her job, and she doesn't want to be like that anymore. So good luck, you know, for the future.
I'll call
with
a couple of weeks. What's my angel card? My dog is laying on my feet as usual.
Oh,
my baby, I love her.
Yeah, they love that. They do like to do that. Yep. Your healing angel card subject is truth. The best way through the current situation is just to speak your truth. Contrary to what you may think, no one will be hurt if you express exactly how you feel.
That's probably for your personal life. I
could be
think,
something
maybe.
Going on that we did not discuss. A lot of things in your life. Yep.
I try to be truthful if it doesn't hurt somebody. Yeah, thank you.
Before I let you go, are you thinking of moving?
I own my condo. I've never thought about moving. I may be renovating a little bit more. I do bits and pieces. But
yeah,
if I ever moved in with somebody or got married.
Do you have a partner? Are you romantically involved with someone?
No one serious, but I'm open to that if the right one comes, but I'm not going to sit and like look for it. I'm just
it's
not.
Coming. And if the future develops between you the way I see in the cards, you could be moving. You could be moving to his palatial mansion, okay? Let's dream big.
So
why not?
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We say goodnight to Terry Sue, says she's got to get going to bed.
Oh, Terry Sue, our hearts go out to you.
Absolutely. It's horrible,
missing
horrible.
Your doggy.
You don't like that.
No, and it never really gets easier. But bringing new life in the house does help. when the time is right.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody can tell you when.
And we're moving. And we're moving.
Oh, hello. Lisa from Arizona. Saying hello to you, Angel.
Hello to you, Miss Lisa.
Welcome in.
You sound pretty happy.
Well, you know what? I got my D fixed. As long as I get a fix, I'm good to go. I don't know. You know, I'm still going to be out there. I'm still going to go out. I'm still going to do my thing. But it's pretty,
yeah.
You know, we were all day today. You know, he went off early in the morning to coffee with one of my friends, guy friends, and he came back and he was telling me he seemed very nervous that I would be upset, which I wasn't, but he burst into the laundry room when I was on the phone with personal business, and I was upset that he did that, and he still stood his ground. He still stood right there trying to get my attention, even though, and I kept pointing to the phone, and
like a child.
And he wanted to make sure everything was okay, and then we were talking and doing whatever, and my neighbor across the sidewalk was out there, and we were all talking, and when he came out, you know, I was hailing him with my favorite name for him, and then he was calling me his favorite name for me in front of the guy, and the guy eventually said, "You guys act like you're married." And then Dee said something like, he didn't say oy vey, but something similar to that. And I said, well, I'm learning how to, you know. So anyway, it's all good. And we were hugging and kissing. And he said, I feel like a king. And I said, you are in my eyes.
Boy.
And then we were supposed to go walking, and he fell asleep. So. Yeah, what do the cards say? Do we have any, I mean, is it going to get further along, or am I going to find Mr. on every level right?
Oh, I remember. You saw Mr. Right like a week ago or so.
Yeah.
And you said it wasn't like super soon, but it wasn't like far away, right?
You know, I'm going out tomorrow night by myself to a bar, and I've got that scheduled, and I'm going on my own. And I'm just going to be, it's one of those where you paint on canvas, but it's a bar.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm doing it all by the lonesome.
You're going to meet some great, fun people.
A lot of fun people.
Nobody knows I am going. I'm not telling anyone. So I am doing. I am due diligence, you know.
I've seen that at a lot of places I've gone. I haven't participated, but, you know, they still open the bar to everybody else, too, or the places I've gone. And they're having a blast in there. So.
Oh, do I have something to bring to this conversation?
Holy guacamole.
Completely forgot it.
Both?
The chair side, I don't know what they call them, the dental person, assistant.
They're assistants, yeah. The
I mentioned
assistants.
She has been loving our show. I said, well, you've got to call in so we can talk to you. But it was about you, Lisa, and the neighbor, and she had some fascinating information for me. She said, first of all, she thought it was awesome that we are doing a continuing series with you. She said a lot of people do not understand the dynamics of these kinds of relationships. And then she blew my mind and said, I have a cousin who has been gay all of his life. She knew him when they were just children. You know how cousins get together and play. She said, as we grew up, I pretty much figured he was gay. She said, but there are times when he will go and dabble with somebody. And he keeps a lot of straight female friends. But she said, a lot of times they have like fluid boundaries. So I guess we could classify those as what? Explorers? Should we call them bisexual? I don't know.
Wait a goddamn minute.
Oh, geez, here we go.
The word sexual implies that there is sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I haven't heard any of that yet.
Well, I was... which you mean the... Yeah. Well, you've got me all confused.
I'm saying, he's exploring. If he's an explorer,
well, there's no
he's never going to discover anything.
As of yet. Yeah, you're right.
There's no what?
But penis in the vagina as of yet. None of that action.
The only intercourse they're having
is from groin all the way up to forehead, body pressing each other. Yeah. Kisses all over the neck, the face. Yeah.
Well, I want you to know, your cards are finally ready to really spill the tea here. Okay, I guess that's a trendy thing.
That's a weird
spill
thing.
The tea.
I don't like spilling anything. It makes me unhappy.
Well, if you're spilling like
except
beer
if it's
or...
on the tea. I don't want to
what would she say if
it's
what?
On the cold spot.
Except if it's
the wet spot.
Oh,
yeah, on the
wet spot. Yeah,
on
they
the
make
spot.
The wet spot.
No,
they can,
no,
they
that's
can
bull
sleep
crap.
In that wet spot.
What do you mean they make the wet spot?
I don't make the wet spot.
Oh, you chicks are Niagara Falls. That's crap.
That's true.
All right. So before I get derailed on this track, I'm on. He is trying, excuse me, really hard to turn this in the direction that he knows you want it to go. The man, here's the thing. He'd love to be able to resist you. You are complicating his life like you wouldn't believe. And he's clumsy at this. And he knows it. He knows he's kind of an idiot at when it comes to relationships. Remember, this is somebody who has never really known how it feels to love somebody or to be loved. So I'm just saying here that he is confused. I cannot say that he won't go back to a gay lifestyle. He may. It could be a lot easier. I mean, maybe men are a lot lower in maintenance.
When's he going to depart from it?
Well, he's been celibate now for quite some time. She established that the other night.
Oh, she got 24/7 surveillance.
Well, there's...
I didn't know that. My bad. Oh, back off. I didn't know that she had a team of drug detectives making sure he's not out there doing the wangles the tango with another guy. I didn't know.
Oh, and this woman, she has a master's degree that I was with, and she said that a lot of times men, oh, my God, this is going to burn up the internet. I'm serious.
Uh-oh, stand
that
by.
That men will ask women to engage in anal sex because it satisfies a fantasy for them of being in a gay.
But that's pretty common. Isn't that common? I mean, that's common. That's been going on for a few decades, right?
I love when women talk about why men do things because, of course, they're the experts. Of course they are. They've owned a penis their whole lives. That's why they know.
So, Jess, you see them kind of like shutting the door or trying to shut the door on it?
Yes. But really, he should go get some therapy where somebody can guide him.
We need some therapy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, he's shutting the door. He's shutting the door on our relationship.
No.
Progressing.
No, he didn't say that.
No, he's trying to move in that direction towards what he knows.
This dude's confused as hell.
He is, and who wouldn't be? Think about it.
Regardless of all of our opinions, we all agree this guy is confused as hell.
He's learning all of this. He's probably overwhelmed by all this love that he's never known before. He's got you adoring him. I mean, who wouldn't love that? Seriously, to be adored. And then you've got the
maybe
living situation. You've got like this one or two pieces of sheetrock that are separating you. I mean, it's a lot. Go ahead.
Does he adore me? In return, sometimes I wonder.
Well, first of all, before you answer that, what is your definition of adore?
Well, Deb, you see me adoring him. Do you see the same quality coming back to me?
Jim actually had a good question.
I'll go ahead and go get a beer, and let me know when you're done.
He is wanting to know what your definition of adoring someone. You mean adoring someone or her being adored?
No, I mean, she asked, does he adore her? And I was like, well, what does that mean to her? What does that word mean to her for you to answer that? Is that a worship? Or does he like being with her? Or does he someday have future plans to live with her forever? Does he worship her? What does that word mean to her?
Yeah. Do you know, hon?
Well, no. When you see him, oh, wait a minute. Let me ask this. When you say that I adore him, do you see him returning it to me, the energy?
Yeah, he did mention it yourself.
He does. However, he's clumsy. Like somebody putting on ice skates and trying to ice skate for the first time. What are they going to do? They're going to spend a lot of time sitting on that ice trying to, you know.
Ice baby.
Yeah, to learn how to master those skates.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say something.
That's why I'm going out tomorrow night, because I get really frustrated and I get very exhausted by this whole thing sometimes. And I just, you know, as much as I can generate, I mean, that whole energy when I got on the phone with you, I was like, oh yeah. But then I don't know, I hear Jimbo's feet on the ground, you know, gravity, common sense thing, and I'm like, you know, there's a lot to be said for that. It's a big struggle. It is. And I'm 3/4 of the way into when I'm with him, I'm exhausted and I'm telling myself, this is so high maintenance. It is so. And I have schooled him. There are a few things I've schooled him on. And so now he makes a big statement. He says, I am telling you, he calls my name out and he shouts it in a wonderful romantic voice that I think is so romantic. He says, I am telling you good night. You want me to say good night? I'm telling you good night. Instead of running into the house and shutting everything down without saying, you know, I mean, and he has said, I do everything that you want me to do. What else do you want? You know, that kind of thing. So what else?
Oh, I've got a question for you.
Negative ghostwriter on that, first of all. Go ahead, Deb.
Do you love him or are you lusting for him? There's a big difference there.
Does he ask that question?
Deb, she just answered your question with a question.
I know.
You know what? I believe I love him. I believe I do, because, you know, he'll tell me in the morning. He's such a masculine dude, and he'll tell me what, you know, when we first talk in the morning, he says, I've got to brush my teeth before I come over, and I'll say, I bet you don't have bad breath. Come on over. And he says, no, I can't. I would breathe my bad breath all over you. Let me brush my teeth. So we have some kind of discussion. I love him.
Yeah. And the thing is, in the morning, your teeth feel like they have little sweaters on. So you want to brush that all away. Because don't they? And sometimes they're even like you've got parkas on them. You know,
and
depending.
Then he combs his hair when he comes over. You know, he goes the full Monty. I mean, he's so – I love him. I love his hands.
I hear it in you. But what he does when he yells good night, I think that is cute as hell. I would love that. From, what'd you say?
Yeah.
I think it's his, to me, a lot of his personality is so charming that I could see why you're spooning, you know? So that's why I wondered, to you, it's really love. And that is a big step. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you this right now. You can't see it, Lisa, but I'm going to show it to everybody else. All right, this is to you. There's different designations in the layout. They start out with to your, oh, geez, I just forgot it, to your home.
Hey, it's not my fault this time.
To your home and then to yourself. This is to yourself. And everybody on Facebook can see this. What I'm holding up is 6 of hearts, 8 of hearts, 10 of hearts. Boy, this would be kind of a good start in a poker game, wouldn't it?
Texas Hold'em? It's not bad. I mean, but flushes are very common, though, in Texas Hold'em.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, 6 of hearts means it's the equivalent of like a yellow brick road. It is an honorable courtship. It's It's hard to explain beyond those two definitions, honorable courtship and being a yellow brick road to your future. The next card is a card of celebration and being so happy, and everything is turning out wonderful. And then you get this card, the Ten of Hearts. This is the highest emotional card in the deck. It's traditionally called the 10 best wishes of love. But it means this spread here that has to do to yourself is about you are going to have your wish come true. Your love wish is going to come
true. Right, well, then we're all good then. We're good then, so everything's set in stone forever.
Now let's remember, there's no man here. So this may be Mr. D, and this may not.
Or maybe somebody that is not in the picture yet?
That's right. So I'm saying...
Oh, I see what she's saying. All three of those cards, there wasn't a male representation card, right?
No, there is not.
So it may or may not
be him.
Which is what you want to hear. That's
are there any? Are there any people? Are there any people? Any other people in the spread or
oh,
no?
Yeah. Your social life is definitely going to accelerate.
Oh, that's.
And if those painting bar painting sessions or anything like here, it is party time.
Yeah, I don't know about.
Oh
out there,
no,
but,
you know what? I've got a lot of things lined up. I have. We had a woman's night out, but we got a bad storm coming. But I'm going to stay local and go to that paint thing. Nobody knows I'm going.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm doing
except
it by myself.
World, right?
Well, that no, but I know she's and that's smart that you do that.
I think that's great.
That way you know you're going to meet all new people. That is a wise move.
And there'll be exactly. there'll be a sense of separation between her.
Well,
and
when you travel in a pack, it's hard to meet people.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
It is sometimes. Sometimes it's fun, but then again, like you say, the interactions, the opportunities don't come around that much.
Well,
you got a whole bunch of people having a great time at a bar all gathered around.
I used to go in a pack, but then you have to walk to the restroom, that kind of thing. And there was always people along the way that would be like, oh, honey, come on over here.
All the drunks.
Yeah, what's your name? And
hey, you come over here. You look pretty good.
No, not that bad.
Come over here.
You remember the green wheel.
Oh, that was...
They weren't trashed like that.
There were a lot of people that were.
Well, there were, yeah. But, hey, Lisa, before I forget, I want you to know what I illustrated here is coming to you. And right now it's not saying who it's coming to you through, but it's come. If these were my cards, I'd be like, oh, my God, I am going to be so happy, and it's coming to me.
The problem is it might not be.
Him.
It might not be. But here's the thing. Right now that would disappoint her, but if it's true Mr. Right at the time, it wouldn't disappoint her.
Mm-mm.
Right now, that sounds not like
well,
a good thing, right?
It's like the lady sometimes, in Florida, cardiologist.
You know,
wait a second, because there's a good parallel here.
Time out.
She was so
when I
hung up on this guy that just couldn't give her what he wanted. He'd put a ring on her finger and take it back. It was kind of different, but in some sense, the same. And what happened is, I kept telling her, there's another man. He's going to make you so happy. Well, she didn't believe me. And then it happened. And now they are truly, her Facebook page is almost sickening. It's so lovey-dovey.
And all that stuff from her past.
Gaga, goo goo.
It's all forgotten.
Yeah.
It's all
and then,
gone. Yeah, go ahead now.
Go ahead.
I went out of town yesterday, as I mentioned, and I had taken my sister out to a pizza place we'd never gone to, and Guy Ferreira had recommended it. And so we were there, and the waiter, who was not young, was very attentive to us, and I was having a great time with my sister, and we're laughing it up and talking, and he, when we finally got to the part where we're wrapping, he's wrapping things in the doggy bag, and then he leans into my face. My sister saw this, because at that point I was telling her about my neighbor, and I was saying, oh, God, I just love that guy, and then he had his back to us 2 inches away, boxing up for food, And then he turned around and he put his face up to my face, and where I could see his eyes very clearly. And he said, "Is there anything that you need from me?" And I said, "No, oh. thank you." And so then I called the restaurant this morning.
You women are like fish in a fucking
And
bowl.
I talked to the guy that answered, and I said, "You know that guy that waited on?" I said, "Were you the guy that waited on us?" And he said, "No." He said it was Leo. And I said, "Well, I just want to give him my phone number to call me, and I'll talk to him anytime he wants to talk. He was so nice to us, and I just would love." Yeah, I did that.
Oh my God! You know what? That is so apocalyptic. When he said, "Is there anything you need from me?" Oh,
and
I mean, that's
put his
line from a movie.
Up to and my sister saw it. She thought, "What is he doing?"
What did you think about him?
It would be a coffee date, you know, or maybe a phone conversation, or maybe a quick roll in the hay. Who knows? I don't know. It's not an indefinite.
Well, you guys could meet up in a laundry room somewhere, you know. You could always do that.
Do your laundry in a laundromat.
And then you could show pictures of your shower curtain from the inside.
Ooh, and maybe this is your sexercise partner.
Not everybody's forever.
My what? My extra what? My extra
sexercise.
It's a good your workout. You know, sexercise workout. Yeah.
I'm trying to move the energy. You know, I listen to you too, you know, Jimbo and everything. You guys bring me back, especially Jimbo, brings me back to reality. And I think at night when I wake up, what the hell am I doing? And then I can't lock myself into something that is, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's so sweet during the day.
You want my bottom line opinion?
Then I'll give you mine.
Metaphysically, I mean, like intuitively here.
Yep.
My bottom line opinion is he's your door opener. That D came along to help you through your grief.
Yeah.
He came along to befriend you in amazing ways, to get you kissing somebody again with passion and desire. And all of that, and he's making you ready for your Mr. Right.
That's not what she wants to hear.
I know it isn't, but that's my bottom line.
But life is a bitch, and it doesn't always.
But
I am creating
a social life, and I am going out on my own, and I am calling the bar and asking the dude to call me back. So I'm out there.
That's
you
good.
Are.
That's good.
These
that's
are,
good.
These are steps that you might not have imagined yourself making when you first lost your mate.
And it's very important that you didn't go all in, like playing poker, all in on this alone. That is very important.
So I think you're doing fabulous.
Yeah, that's you're smart there.
I really
and
do.
And I have another question. Do you have some kind of a deadline here?
No.
No,
and the other thing
Why don't
is
you?
I will... You know, my heart will be broken, though, if Mr. Wright does come in and it's not the Mr. D that hasn't come all the way through for me, and then I have to tell Mr. D. That would break my heart.
You know what, though? Don't put the cart before the horse.
Right.
Wait.
Right now, in this frame of mind, that thought of Mr. Wright coming on makes you feel like your heart will be broken. But if it is Mr. Wright, your heart's going to be fine on time, happy as shit.
And
it will not be broken.
I really think you're going to be saying to yourself, well, he had his chance.
He had his chance,
mm-hmm.
and I did everything I could, and I guess maybe he got my juices flowing. He got me energized to start getting back out there, so it is what it is. And if it's Mr. Wright that really comes along, you will not have any regrets on anything that happened.
Now, you'll be walking on, what did they say?
Walking on sunshine. Cloud nine. Yeah, and all
that.
Cloud nine, all that crap. Air walking on air. But that's why they call him Mr. Right.
Mr. D is kind of your Mr. Right now. All right? And you are doing amazing things for him, too. He may reach the point of realizing, hey, I've got some issues I need to take to somebody.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, he's going to have to do that himself. I can't do it for him.
No, but see, you are preparing for your future.
Yeah, you're not totally throwing your whole entire self into this one thing. At least you're keeping your options open. You're wise. Now, if you were 16, you probably would not care. You know, you'd go crazy. Young us, or 17, I'd do that. They would just throw all in. This has to be the only guy on me, or I will die. But she knows better. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Lisa, I've got to move on, but as soon as he gives you your card, please know we got to dust this fence.
I don't think she cares about us dusting her fence.
You're
going to
have
fence,
to. Whatever it is. We're going to have to hear from you again because you're starting to make some serious progress here.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I have a feeling that art thing is going to be a hoot.
Yeah, I think you're going to meet somebody, a female there, that's going to become like a running mate with you.
Yeah, a lot of friends, different, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right, a partner in crime.
That's right.
All right.
Her card.
Right. Your hero names a card reading is Transformation. Through the great love that holds you on in its embrace, you are moment by moment transforming to even greater light, ever greater oneness, and ever greater wisdom. So she's in transformation.
That's
says.
Good.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing at all.
Not at all.
If you start seeing butterflies, they don't even have to be real. They could be on wallpaper. They could be in a store.
Mm.
Those are a confirmation of transformation.
Well, because of the metamorphosis and all that stuff.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you. It's really awesome to be following this. And the feedback I get from others is they're enjoying it, too. Plus, it gives me a chance to show what I do beyond just party reading.
They're enjoying it because we joke around a lot, but they also
they
want you to get what you want, whatever that is.
Yeah.
You need to be happy, whatever that is. We're talking about other stuff right now.
Okay. Well, anyways, I want you to go and have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to talk to you before you go.
Yeah, Cho's here all along. We all love you, Lisa. Everybody loves you.
We do. You are.
Yeah, Facebook's all along. They're all on your side.
I love you guys.
You're a star here.
We're on your side. We want you to be happy. It's with a gay
guy.
It's with an iguana. I don't care
as
long as you're happy.
With you guys and your counseling and your philosophies, at least I don't get locked into this netherland of, you know, because I do. I just get locked into it. It's so magical during the day, it feels like. It feels like, I don't know.
Well,
maybe he feels it too. I don't know.
It's healing. You both are healing yourself and each other. I mean, it's a very balanced give and take in so many ways.
Well, the fact that you're doing other stuff is good because otherwise, if you totally went all in and did nothing else, you'd have to come up with some kind of a date, a time, a place. But you got a parallel thing going on, so you just got to see what happens either way.
Yeah.
She's being very wise. You are wise. Lisa is wise. All right, Lisa, thank you much. We're going to keep on, keep
thank
on.
Thank you. Love you, both. Love you all.
Love you, too.
You know where to find us. Alrighty then.
All right,
let's go to, we have multiple. This one's holding long. We're going to go to all ones. Skype, we like it. Bring it on, Skype.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Must be Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
it's been a long time.
It's been a wee bit. How you been doing?
Well, I'm doing great. You got a lot of great. You got a lot of people calling. You're busy having fun and helping people. And I always like, it's like, man, these people take their time to do free and help. They hear about helping. Thank you very much for doing that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You know, you're always so appreciative. And
yes, very, very, you're very complimentary to us.
I honor you for that. I really do.
Very complimentary to us.
Plus all this in terms of healing, this is a process. So it's not like, here, we're just going to snap out these readings. That's why I feel so fortunate that we have her with this very difficult problem. And it is. but we're able to, all of us, support her emotionally and energetically. And also, this is what I do with my people, with my clients. It isn't just a one-shot deal. Some of them I've had every week for years. Absolutely. Yeah, and then when they get happy, I don't hear from them anymore, but I feel really grateful to have been part of their journey and their story. So now, Melissa, let's turn to you.
Rock,
you've
let's roll.
Got a pretty good journey going.
Yes, so ma'am. Yes, thank you both of you, Mr. Limbo and Mrs. Debbie. Love Doctor, Mr. Love Doctor. Can you just take me into a reading, like this person has called y'all, and secondly, is it, do you, like, later on, is that still in progress where they go their separate ways? Is that still in progress?
Or two.
Yeah, I know your story.
Yeah, what do you see going on with that?
So,
yeah.
We can deal with. And I've been giving you readings for years.
Yes, 3 years. Different things, but everything y'all said, like, right on. I'm like, that's what I said. Like, y'all don't pressure people for money. Y'all don't do that kind of stuff. You're honest. And if they want to call you or not, it's up to them. Thank you.
The thing is, nobody has any money for disposable spending. Just, you know.
You got to save your money for eggs.
Yeah, eggs.
Yes.
All right.
And milk.
And eggs, milk, and beer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
I agree.
Cards are going down.
All right.
It's going down.
So, I just want to talk, let the other folks out there know we're continuing.
We're going to do
what we can do. We're not going to go on forever, obviously.
No, so. I would say by the half past.
Oh, absolutely.
That's why I'm going to.
We're gonna shoot and get as many as we can in the next. We're gonna do a few more calls. So don't give up the ship. Those are on hold, thinking they got screwed. And moral of the story is, you can call as soon as 15 minutes prior to showtime to get in the queue. If you call like 16 minutes prior, they'll say like, nope. They'll tell you can't call until 15 minutes. But if you call at the 15 minute mark, you'll be first in the queue. That's the moral of the story. I know everybody's different time zones. You can only do what you can do, but that is the only true guarantee you have. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Melissa, I've got to prepare you. Mm-hmm. I feel this man is now back up against the wall in that relationship with the business partner that at one time was a personal relationship too. Because of what she's saying, and this woman is slippery. She's, what is this saying about a fox? Crazy as a fox?
Sly, crazy, yeah. Crazy like a fox. Like, you know, they're not crazy, they're crazy like a fox.
I'm telling you, I think this woman has, the lights are on, but nobody's home. I think she's a very vindictive, sinister, practically evil woman.
Good Lord Jesus.
That would not stop anything to protect what she has with him. And he may, now prepare yourself, he may have to tell you that he has to suspend this relationship for a time. Okay? He's really clinging to his possessions, his assets, his money, you know, and this is fairly common. This is a woman that she's out for everything. But have you ever told us what state they're in or what country? I don't think so. You probably don't want to.
Yeah, she doesn't have to, right?
Yeah, I don't
think
you should. But it would depend on their laws for breaking up, you know, what they've had. Where we live in the Commonwealth of Virginia, if a man and woman cohabit together for 7 years, that's a common law marriage. It is recognized in the eyes of the law. So she substantially stands to what would you say, stands to profit. So I'm just letting you know. I'm sorry, honey. I know you love to get really good readings, but I just want you to know that he's got to step back for a little bit. Think of it as him doing what he can to protect you. Because you don't need this raving shrew knocking down your door.
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is messed up. Because there's a lot of females where he's at and on the team. I'm like so far away. So that is a very messed up female that is scary to the public and to him.
You know,
so I want to know, am I still going to be friends with him?
About being friends, yes. But I would let him move at his own speed. Here's the thing that I don't think we understand. A clean cut is better than a ragged tear. Medically, a clean cut is going to heal better. A ragged tear is not. It's going to have problems with the healing process. What he's doing is dragging this out when he should just take the bullet out and seriously take the bullet, take what he can get and salvage from this business and relationship and be ready to start over. Freedom and peace of mind is worth a lot. I mean, it's priceless.
Many have died for it.
Miss Love Doctor, he is a bully and he is an asshole. Excuse me. So if I think he knows, and can we look like 3 months or 6 months from now? What is the change of their course? Because it was already between them a dispute. They were looking already in the record, so already started something. But then I don't. Can you see that, please, real fast? You're on that. I know you're looking at it.
He starts and stops. So it's like he gets a little fire in his belly and he's got a little courage and then he runs back into the forest. But eventually he's going to tire of this bullshit. And that's what it is.
Bullshit.
And, sometimes women, and I don't know if men would do this, but women that have something on a guy will hold it over his head. Like, maybe he didn't file correct taxes 1 year or 2 years or however many. And she's threatening, all it takes is one phone call to the good old IRS and you're screwed. You know, I'm saying they find something and they hold on to that and they use it. So I don't know if men would. I say, hey, I'm going to turn you in.
I bet the IRS gets 5 billion calls of angry women trying to get their ex or soon-to-be exes in trouble. So they probably got to deal with that on a case-by-case basis.
And the thing is, with
men
go to take the kids. They want full custody, and yet they're barely even putting in time as a part-time father. But I think they just do it to her. From what I've seen, they do it to hurt that woman.
Yeah.
So, honey, what you need to do, go forward with your business. See him as a friend for now. Here I do this every night. try not to expect too much right now. I do want you to know, look at this. One, two, three. That's that other. And there's four men in your cards.
It's raining men, perhaps.
It is. We need to get a little tiny clip of that. I love that song. It's. Have you ever heard it, Melissa? It's Raining Men. I forget who sings it.
Yeah.
They're like weather girls, and they're giving the weather forecast. So, you don't have to just sit there crocheting sweaters or whatever. You don't have to just put your life on hold. Because there can very likely, I see one right here and he's under the designation of sure to come true. No, he is not sure to come true. Hit the delete key on that. He's under what will surprise you. And this is a man that is going to be associated through work Now, don't you run a retail operation of some sort?
Yes, yes.
Okay. This could be a supplier. This could be somebody who helps with your records. It could be somebody you haven't even met yet. Could even be a customer coming in. But this man is, he's ripe for picking. Let's put it that way. We women know what that means. He is ripe for picking, and he is going to look at you as the reigning queen of all women. I mean this. You're going to be a goddess in his eyes. And you might think, you know what? I've waited long enough for this other dude. So I think I just might have to go for the one, you know, the other guy is in the bush. This is a bird in hand.
Oh, the old yeah. two in the bush and one in the hand thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just want you to know you've got a new man coming for you.
And
yeah.
Must be a mighty good man.
He's got to be a mighty good
All
man.
All right. Real quick. Your healing angel
Thank
card.
You.
We got to move on. The show's winding yeah. down. The subject of your healing angel card is wisdom. Everything has a place and purpose. To be wise is to have great love, tolerance, and compassion for all things.
I love that. This is a good deck.
It is pretty, it's like the second best deck we have right now.
I think so.
Yeah. Yes!
Well, thank you, Melissa. And you know we're always here for you. All right?
Truth.
Yes.
And I do want you to know, he's not going to dump you. He is not going to dump you. If ever this comes to pass, you're going to dump him. So I saw that you're going to say, I've waited long enough, and I'm moving on. And don't let the door slap you in the ass.
It's right there, buddy boy. You drag your feet. Guess what happens? You miss the bus.
Yeah.
I want to tell you real quickly. Call, you were her, that a new man coming into her life. I think so. The female.
She might have a new man coming alive. Wow, we don't. The cards are gone now. She stripped them up.
That would be awesome.
Save that question.
But I don't see that at this particular moment.
You can ask again.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, call us again. We'll look at that.
Yeah, that could be another cool thing.
Yeah. I mean, she's very ugly. I don't think men really approach her.
She's ugly?
She's not like. To me, she used to look like a tomboy. I mean, I'm not discriminating, but like. Make it like a weird feeling when you see her.
When you see her?
That maybe
yeah,
she's
when
not...
Yeah,
interesting. Well...
It looks like ADHD, making up some cartoon stories.
You know what? You know what the best thing to do is not send negative energy her way. Better send pity her way. Because you know what? That negative energy is going to turn right around and come right back on you. It's going to make a big U-turn and say, we're heading back to Melissa because she wants to be filled with negativity. So just remember that. Send her pity. Send her sympathy. You know, and it may seem really hard right now. It might be really one. Yeah, and I say that just because you don't like get bitten in the butt by the by sending out nasty energy, okay?
Truth.
Try to do that. All right, darling. We'll hear from you again. I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for your time. It's been interesting. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetness. Bye-bye. She is so lovely.
All right, let's quickly. Where am I going? Crazy. We're going to area code 310. We're going to that area code is associated with California.
California. Hi. Welcome. Hello.
Hi. And actually, I have a California number because I used to live there, but I'm living in, unfortunately, New York right now.
Oh, you've called before.
We've heard from you before. And your first name is?
Vince. And I spelled it wrong.
That's right. Vince is Coach Vince.
Yeah.
All right, Vince, what brings you to the show this evening?
Yeah, we've got about 11 minutes. 10 minutes.
Okay. I'm still waiting to hear from the Boston Beer Company. I left a couple of messages for the HR girl, but I haven't heard back from her as to whether they made a decision or not yet. In the meantime, I'm also I'm also waiting to hear from Thermo Fisher, which is a pharmaceutical company. They said they'll have a decision either by the end of this week or the beginning of next week. But I just, I went for a job interview last Thursday, and he said they'll let me know. They're going to make a decision on Monday. I'm a perfect fit for this company. They're a beverage company. They make sodas and canned bottled water and some juices.
You told us about that company before.
Well, and the other one, too.
Yes.
Yeah, this job is in Schenectady. I just had the interview on Thursday. And also, I applied for a track repair person for a railroad company, CXS or CSX. So
yep.
I'm wondering if any of these jobs are going to come through real soon.
All right. Give me a moment here. Jim will chat with you while I lay out.
Yeah, I remember seeing those trains all the time.
Okay.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you're going after a big fish. That's cool. Good jobs, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. And you got a lot of irons in the fire, which is good.
I have a question,
right.
Vince. You interviewed for the job last Thursday, right? And they were going to pick somebody like yesterday?
He said that they're going to make a decision on about a week and a half, which is, I'm assuming it's going to be a week from yesterday. So it'd be this Monday, I should know.
Okay, well, that's clock's ticking. And that was that the beer place?
No, the beer place was 2 weeks ago this past Friday.
Oh,
two
sorry.
And a half weeks ago.
That's a long time.
You know, it doesn't hurt, though, to squeaky wheel and keep calling back.
You can if you really felt good about that job. You'd call back. If I haven't heard you guys in 2 weeks, what status, you know?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, my late husband, when he left the military, he kept driving. It was a section of the federal government. He was driving them crazy because he wanted this particular job so bad that he was actually getting to be on a first name basis with the guy he would call.
Right.
And this went on for like 3 months. I thought I was going to lose my mind because he was so fixated with that one job, and he got it. He got it.
Right.
So my good news for you is you have a really strong offer coming to you. Now, you gave me all these different companies and things. We don't have the time to go out. We would need, like if it would, we had the time, I would need to lay out the cards for each of these interviews.
Yeah, that's not a free reading.
But I want you to know,
right.
I want you to know, you are going to have gainfully employed soon.
So one of them is going to pan out. She can tell you that. She just can't nail it down right now. She said which exact
He's
one.
He's got a question, I think.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, if I give you the two that I'm most interested in, would that help? Because I'm interested in the rail, the track repair, and the beverage company, which is, they're called Adirondack Beverages.
I would really like to, beverage.
The Adirondack Beverages or the CSX, I think the railroad place.
Yes.
I want to put my money up for you on the beverage company for right now. And I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And that's fine because I couldn't really lay them all out.
But the big picture is either what you see, though, he's going to be happy with what does happen.
If nothing else, Vince, it's going to be a great stepping stone to something better. So take the job, and then you can keep looking. How long do you think, Jim, you should stay in a job if it's only going to be a stepping stone?
See, that depends. If you're stepping into the same type of field, you don't have to stay that long. Just going into a different field. There's no time. You just got to wing it.
Well, they
and
put
he knows
you
he's been
on.
Doing that. Yeah.
They have you on probation for 3 months. They should be on probation with you too.
Everything's a two-way street, but sometimes they don't. But international shout out to Laura from Canada, and everybody, Laura, Cho, everybody's praying. Got their fingers crossed for Vince.
Yeah, Vince. We
our
hope
Facebook
that
folks are giving their love.
When this happens for you, please make sure you call back to let us know.
Yeah, and the cards say it's a win, not a. Yeah.
And you got all.
Point
to we are actually live streaming on a Facebook page, and we have people on there that are all in your corner. So you're getting a lot of energy
for this.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of support.
Well,
so,
that's cool.
You just keep on, what do you say?
Keep on.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you're doing everything right. You don't need to deviate from anything you're doing.
The job
right.
offer is becoming very
Yeah, you
soon.
Can't do anything better than you already are doing.
Okay, give them his.
Your healing angel card is subject is sacred source. We, your angels, are here to remind you of your magnificence. You are literally an angel in the making, a being of eternal love and light, forever one with God, goddess, and all creation.
That's powerful.
Seriously. Yep.
Yeah.
All
okay,
right,
well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and just remember, God wouldn't take you this far and just leave you. No, he's got something very, very good in store for you and your little family. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon, darling.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The only one left. So I wanted to.
Gone.
Oh, they're gone. All right. Let's do our last one. So,
all right. We're going to 703. It's right here close to us. Northern Virginia, 703. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello. I know you guys don't have a lot of time, but the reason for my call is, do you guys do private readings?
Of course. Oh, this is going to seem like we paid you or something. Call up.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
Not at all.
I do. I have a website. It's been up for years and years.
I sent you a message the other day. Is that the new whatever that is? Let me see. I sent you an email the other day, and I didn't get a response. So I was like, is he still on this website?
I've been having some dental issues that were really coming up on my work.
So she's had to sometimes take pain medicines that take
her
away from
knock
her
out. Right.
You know what? I can go back, or I'm going to go catch up on
is
email.
Is it newsforthesoul.com, that website?
No,
that is her actual website is just spell it out just like it sounds, psychiclovedoctor.com, all run together.
Okay, hold on, let me write that out.
Psychiclovedoctor.com.
Okay.
Spell the words like right, they
then.
Should be
heard. Yeah, and then there's there's options there also.
And there's contact.
I never stress this to folks, but if you want to read some background,
I mean, it's great, you know, to talk on the phone, but
sure.
This is like kind of public, right? And sometimes question.
Yep.
So
to the world.
Yeah. Oh well, you do a private reading. The word "private" actually means private. There's
confidential.
It's you and her, and there's no Jim there playing harps and getting pissed off. Everybody's taking too long or anything like that. Just you and them.
Yes. So I will watch. For your
okay, so it's a psychic love doctor, all one word, .com, right?
That is exactly it. Yep.
That's it.
Let me see if it comes up.
Is your first name again, hon?
I go by Vicky on here.
Okay, Vicky.
That works.
Vicky, I'll be watching for you.
Okay, so I think I found it. There's quite a few.
Doctor.com. It should be the first one that pops.
Yeah. It pops up, but then there's one that say more information on Deborah Reed in contact us form. So I don't know.
You're in the neighborhood. You're right there. If you click any of those links, it should take you.
And then you can always
I want to just click, then I click and end up in you know where.
The Google search should show the URL address. Make sure it says.
Okay, so is it abbreviate PLD?
Not in the URL address.
No, but it's on
the
website.
But once you click on it at the top, there's a PLD, and it says currently. Currently away, request callback. I don't think that's it. Is that it?
That is it. That's her 800 number. That's just one little link. You're on the right page now. You are on the right page.
Yes. Look for the top menu, and it will say reading store. There's also a
comprehensive. Okay, so I'm here. All right, I can take
there,
it from that, here. So
Debra, yay, Vicky.
That little block for current unavailable, that's for a live 1-800 number, and it'll say when she's ready to take 100 calls, but you don't need that anyway. You can arrange private readings without that.
Yes, we can even do a video call so we see each other.
Okay,
yeah, you can
awesome.
Do yeah. Multiple software.
Then I will do that. Well, thank you so much. So look out for my email, okay?
You bet
yeah.
I will. You
yeah.
bet.
And, yeah,
okay,
sure
thank you guys. Have...
All right, take
care. All right, that's it. All right, well, thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It did seem kind of canned-like or whatever.
No, but see the so you, if she was sending emails and she went to News for the Soul, you'll never see those.
Yeah, and I don't even know if you can contact.
She's still listening.
There.
So when you go, when you're on the secondlovedoc.com page, there is a lot of contact stuff on there, like regular. You'll play around on there. You're not going to click any links that are going to get you spam mail or anything. So play around on there. You can see where you can arrange readings.
Yeah.
There's a contact on there where you can email her. If you did any emails through News for the Soul, she'll never get those. Sorry.
No, it's kind of a disconnection.
She's probably going to go to Nicole, and she probably gets 4 billion a day because she's a 24/7 operation, so she might never even see it. Just assume it's spam. All right, folks, it is time.
It is time. I'm sure that would be quite a drama.
Then there'd be some
All right, folks. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah.